Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say good evening and welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you that braved the weather and came on out to be assembled together in the presence of the Lord. And I know that God is going to just continue to bless us and do what he does because he's faithful. Amen. I love our God because he's faithful. And you know, every one of us, we have dreams, we have ideas, we're living this thing called life. And I want you to know for sure that sometimes during life, you're going to have difficulties, but you're going to have lots of blessing. And God is going to be faithful through it all. Amen. He's faithful and he loves you and he's with you. And so we're just going to worship God tonight and we're just going to step into a moment that he's given us. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Amen. How many are expecting something tonight? Expect the unexpected.
Save.
while we're talking about miracles, someone here just recently received a miracle. So, Candace, I'm going to surprise you and make you come up here and tell your story. Last week, we prayed for you because you had some severe, now you had cellulitis and you got over that, but then you had some severe pain up in your ankle and you had quite an interesting experience with the doctor. So just tell us what happened.
All right. Last week, I went to the doctor. They did x-rays and he even showed me, he's like, clearly it's fractured. And so they put me in one of those boots and said, you know, you're going to have to wear that for probably 6 weeks or whatever. So, but he couldn't explain the pain because the pain wasn't where the break was. So he's like, I'm going to send you for an MRI. So I went for an MRI yesterday. And so I had to go back today for the results. And he pulls it up and he pulls up the x-ray. And he's like, I don't understand this. And he looks at the x-ray. He said, see right here? He said, it's fractured.
Amen.
And he pulls up the MRI. He said, right here, there's absolutely nothing.
Woo!
And he said, I don't get it. He looked at it four times.
Four times.
He just kept saying, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm just sitting there smiling as big as I can smile. I said, well, and he's like, well, the pain? He's like, are you still having it? And I moved my ankle. I said, no, not really. He said, I don't get that either.
Amen.
And he said, you have absolutely nothing wrong.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this is how I fight my battle. And this is how I fight my battles. And this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. This is how I fight. Yes, Lord, we fight.
just want you
more than anything, Lord.
More than anything that you can do, I just want you
more than anything, Lord.
More than anything that you can do, I just want you.
This is our reward. You. Nothing else. You. Lord, we're so grateful that you're here. Lord, I just give you glory and honor and praise. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Lord, and we just lift our praise up to give you glory and honor.
Caught up in your presence, I just wanna sit here at your feet. Caught up in this holy moment, I never wanna leave.
Lord, I'm not here for blessing.
While we were singing that song and just letting the Lord know that we just want him, he said, that's exactly why I'll do anything for you. He said, see, that's what love does. Amen. And here we are giving our heart to him and letting him know, hey, we just want you. And what he's saying is, that's exactly why I want to be with you and work in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
I feel a strong sense of his peace tonight.
Amen. Amen.
I just feel a very strong sense of his peace.
Amen.
And I know it's because some of us haven't felt peace for a moment. And he's given you peace, and he's telling you, I'm right here with you.
Amen.
He's reminding you in this quiet moment. No big words need to be spoken. No big gestures need to be made. Our worship to him, and he pours out a peace that surpasses all understanding on
amen,
you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Just to let you know quietly,
amen.
I'm with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm here,
amen.
And I've got this with you.
Amen.
You're not fighting this battle alone.
Amen.
And the awesome thing, I saw this somewhere, but I just thought it was so good. He's never lost a battle.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 So if there's anybody you want on your side fighting for you, it's a God
amen.
Who's never
he
lost a battle.
He always gives us the victory.
Yes.
And he always causes us to triumph.
Amen. Well, people, tomorrow is EXO Marriage Conference.
Amen. Woo. Yeah. Amen.
I have to be honest. I'm very proud of all of you. I have to be honest and say that I agreed to cook for this thing because we had like 3 couples show up last year. I'm thinking, maybe we'll double that. Maybe we'll get about 6 couples. It won't be that much food,
amen,
right?
Like, amen, it'll be okay,
amen. Phil. We can cook
amen,
this.
Amen, amen.
But we've cooked for more.
Amen.
We have like 18 couples, 18 things signed up. We have over 30-some people coming to this
amen.
Thing.
Amen, praise
So I'm excited
God.
About that. But what I'm more excited is that what we're going to learn.
Amen.
How we're going to learn to love our spouse better. How we're going to learn to be better versions
amen.
Of us.
Amen.
it's going to be better for our spouse. Amen?
Amen.
It's going to be a good time. Amen. We're excited. So we're going to start eating at 6:30.
Honey, you're going to learn to love me more than you do.
As long as you get your part of this thing out too. Okay, that's a joke for those who don't know me. Those that you know me well saying, oh, I don't know if that's a joke. No, I'm just kidding. Yes.
Amen.
Is it possible?
I don't know if it's possible. Yes, it's possible.
Is it possible to love you more than I already do?
I don't know, babe, but I'm certainly ready to go on the journey. Amen.
Listen, that was a good one.
Amen. That was good.
I didn't even get as much agreement and support there, ladies, as I thought I was going to get. Okay, so 6:30 starts the meal, and then 8 starts the conference. And what I just found out is they've got worship going on. So at 8 o'clock, we'll turn it on, and there's going to be worship. And we'll go to about 10:15.
Okay.
And then in the morning, on Saturday morning, we'll start at 10 o'clock, and it'll go for a couple hours as well. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be rough.
Oh, yeah.
Wear steel-toed shoes. Because I'm sure that you're going to hear something.
You think there's going to be moments in there that'll step on our toes?
I do. And if it doesn't, if you're doing everything perfect.
Which I will be.
You're Jesus. And you're not Jesus. No, I'm serious. Like, none of us is completely 100% perfect.
Amen.
There is not some place that every single one of us can't improve something in our life on. And I learn that all the time when people tell me what's wrong with me.
There might be this much I can improve.
Maybe for this conference, yes. Yes. For this conference, it could be that much that God wants him to improve. I will agree with you there. Okay, and so then we have the teen night here Sunday at 5:30. So teens, come on out. Be part of that fellowship with one another. Bounce stuff off of one another. Learn the word together. Ask questions. Just get into that word. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And into that fellowship with one another. And I think that's all I have right now.
Amen.
Yeah?
Wow. Praise the name of the Lord.
I can't think of anything else, so.
Okay, well then we're going to let the children go to their class. And thank you for my Valentines. I really appreciate them. Whoa, wow. I received a couple Valentines today already.
Amen, I did too.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, some beautiful children.
Yes, they were beautiful and kind. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hey, you know, I want to take a few minutes for us to do offering tonight.
Act like their mother.
And I just want to remind us that why do we give tithes and offerings? We give tithes and offerings because it is one of the promised covenants of God. It's our way of fitting into what God designed for humanity. You know, it wasn't our idea to come up with tithing. Wasn't our idea to come up with offering, really, to be honest with you, especially before we were in church. When it came to our paycheck and our money, we made sure we kept it and did what we wanted to do with it. But one of the things the Lord does when we meet him is he opens up an opportunity for the tithe and offering covenant of God, which is his promise to help us. Amen? It's his promise to rebuke the devourer on our behalf. It's his promise to make your money go farther than it could on its own with just your efforts. Amen? And the Lord says that it's required for us not only to be found faithful, but he says that when we open up our hearts to let him work with us, he can open up the windows of heaven. And one thing that I always regard as a high important thing is that the Lord says he will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. Amen? And I can tell you countless times where I can look and see that God intervened for us. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. So tonight, I just want you to make sure that one of the ways you worship the Lord is open your heart up to the tithe and offering covenant. You know, if it's not something that you've done before, if it's something that gives you fear, I'm just going to challenge you to trust God and open up your heart and let God see what he will do for you. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are just so grateful of all the things you've done, Father God. Lord, we just trust you in every area, Father. And Lord, right now, as we receive tithes and offerings, Father, this is just a great way that we open up our hearts and our lives, and we trust you, Father. We trust you with the deepest, most intimate parts of our life, Father. And Lord, we just let you come in and lead us and guide us. And Lord, as a result, you said you rebuke the devourer on our behalf, that God, you will increase our seed, that God, you'll give back to us, pressed down, running over. God, you will actually release such to us that we cannot even contain it all. And Father, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I hope that I don't hold you too long, especially with the pending weather coming, but I'm glad that you're here, and I believe that God has something to say to us, amen? And so tonight, we're going to just start right here in 1 John chapter 3, and I love this because I'm going to start, and then I'm going to just talk to you for a moment about what I really believe God is saying to us tonight. It says in 1 John chapter 3, 18, it says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." I want to remind us, first of all, that real love is in truth and in deed. And what that means is that we don't just say something, and neither does God. God doesn't just say something to you without the absolute completion on the other side. God never releases a word to you that he's not already taken action to make sure it's fulfilled. And I want you to know that the Bible was clear here. It says that our heart, even if our heart condemns us at times, because we are fragile and we have our humanity. And you know, there are times that even though we're believing God, trusting God, things can happen and come our way. And even in the midst of us being faithful, even in the midst of us being a part of what we're supposed to be a part of, there are battles that hit our life. And you know, at some times, our circumstances will try to condemn us or come against us. And sometimes we're not perfect. Sometimes we do make mistakes, and sometimes we do get just, I know none of us in here do. I'm not talking to you when I say this, but every now and then we can get a little attitude on. Every now and then we can get a little frustrated in the body of Christ. And sometimes, even when you're giving your best, there is an adversary that comes against you, and at times, disappointment, frustration can sit in. You know, the Bible says this, that a heart deferred can make us weak. And what that means is that sometimes when we're believing God for things and we're on a journey with him, sometimes things don't happen in the time period or the way we thought. And if we're not careful, it can cause us to be snared just a little bit. But here, what I love is that the Bible says that, listen, first of all, even if our heart condemns us or we get in a place where we're not able to function the full way we want to, or if our heart is a little deferred and our faith is hit against, says that God is bigger than that. But then it also says that we're going to get to a point where our heart doesn't condemn us, and we know that we are His, and He is our God, and He loves us, and no matter what's going on, we can have a clear conscience towards God. And I also love it because right here in the scripture, hallelujah, I also love it because we can see here that it says, whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. I want you to know something, that God sees and knows who you are. And He sees and knows what you're doing and what you're giving Him and how you are doing in this life. And I want to remind you that 1 John chapter 4 says this in verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, I want to remind us of this because, again, sometimes when we're in this day-to-day thing called life, if we're not careful, there are moments where we can forget that greater is He who's in us than he who's in the world. And we can never forget that, because here is why we've got to stay focused on the fact that the Lord in us is greater than anything we can come up against, because the enemy would love nothing more for in your moment of being shaken or in your moment of difficulty, he'd love nothing more for you to turn on yourself and turn into your circumstances. See, what we have got to do more than anything is when the battle's raging and when the battle's tough, that's when we have to remind ourselves of who we are a part of, who our Father is, and how much He loves us. That's when we've got to remember that He's not only the creator of the world, He's not only the creator of the universe, but He is the God who said, before you ever loved me, I loved you. And He's the God that says we are the apple of His eye. And He's also the God who sent His Son to not only die on the cross for us, but I love the words in red that Jesus has said to us and was recorded so that each one of us, remember I said on Sunday that if the Lord has spoken something to one of us, He's spoken it to every one of us. And I love it that while He was on this earth, He said that if you ask anything in my name, our Father in heaven will do it. Amen. And I want you to know something, that there is coming a time where you're going to be able to rejoice over what God has done for you. Amen? First of all, I want you to know something, that when I'm speaking to you, I'm not just looking for you to get a month of relief. I'm not looking for you to just get 2 months of relief. To be quite frank with you, I fully expect you as Christians to have years upon years upon years of where you can say that God has been faithful, God has been good, and you've been blessed. Amen. This is God's expectation, not just mine. God's expectation is that you get to a point where, yes, we're going to have life going on. Yes, we're going to have things going on in life. But overall, we are to get to places where we are blessed and where we know our God and where we have peace and where we are strengthened in Him and where we can look back and say, God has been faithful to us. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I just want to let us see here what it says. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that's in you than he that's in this world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Here's what I really want to get to. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Boy, I want you to get the dynamics of that. That we might live through him. First of all, we know that we are born again and given life because of what Jesus did for us. Amen? But also, Christians, I want you to realize something. That if we're going to live through him, guess what? That means that this word has to be resonated in our spirit. See, I want you to know something. That sometimes the busyness of life and sometimes the things that we're trying to achieve, even those things that are God-given to us. You know, you can have hopes and dreams and journeys and things that you're doing in the name of the Lord. But if you forget that you have to live through him and that he made way for us to live through him, we can never forget that he is the bread of life. And we can never forget that what the treasure of our heart is, that's who we are. And I'm telling you that one thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to remember that we live this life through the Lord. That means that on a day-to-day basis, we make sure we pray. On a day-to-day basis, we make sure that we have a confession of faith. And on a day-to-day basis, we make sure that we're responding to things in our life according to his way of responding. Amen? That means that we have to balance life, we have to balance work, we have to balance how we act at home in a manner that's pleasing to God, because we live through Jesus, amen? We live through him, we don't live without him, we don't live on our own, and we don't ever take the reins back on this thing called life. Oh, I want you to know something, that there are times, even as a Christian, where you might get frustrated, you might be a little disappointed, but you can never take the reins back. Oh, come on now. Come on. Sometimes when life is really coming at us, so to speak, and sometimes when the enemy's putting pressure on us, if we're not careful, we will try to take the reins back and we will forget that, no, I do everything in his name. I live through him. My living through him means that on a day-to-day basis, I'm asking God in the name of Jesus to be my Lord, to be my God, to govern my life, and to help me navigate this thing that I'm living in. Amen? I want to remind each and every one of us that we are certainly grown adults, but we can never forget that we are his children. See, if we're not careful, we can get to the point where, like I said before, I've heard people say, well, God, you know, he's done so much to me that he doesn't need to do anything else. Listen, religiously that sounds right, but I want you to know that I expect God to be doing something for me even when I live to 90 and I'm in my last few days. Amen? Listen, we don't ever want to be a people that forget that even though we are adults in this thing, we're also his children. And even though we're going to grow up, and the Bible even says to us that when I was a child, I spake and acted as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Well, putting away childish things never alleviates your responsibility to lean into God, to trust God, to expect him to be a part of everything, and to humble yourself enough to know that I can do nothing without him. Amen. Remember, the Bible says that if I will humble myself before God, then God will exalt me in due time. And I want you to know that there is a powerful man that did many great works in God. Some of the greatest first miracles that were ever written in the Bible was done by a man named Moses. And guess what? The Bible says that he was the meekest of all men. You want to know why? Because there was a time where Moses gave an expression to us that has great value in it. And it was a time when he was considering with God that they were going to journey into the promised land. But if you will remember, Moses said, Father, no matter how great it is, no matter how wonderful it is, no matter what it's filled with, and I don't care if it is this great land of blessing and plenty, if your presence doesn't go with us, then I don't want to go there. Amen? And with that being said, I just want to look just a little bit at this just one more moment and just remind us that the one thing I would really like for us to get is that it says God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. Clearly, that is our salvation, but it's also the fact that the Lord himself makes his residence in us. Amen? We can never forget that we are the temple of God. We can never forget that Jesus is right here living with us. And I'm saying this to you because I believe that sometimes as Christians, we need to remember that what we think, what we say, and what we do, if nobody, but if nobody else is around us, I want you to know something, that what you're thinking, what you're saying, and what you're doing, the Lord is there. I would never want us to be what I call a hypocritical person, and that would be someone who says one thing in church and lives differently outside of here. You know, like we pray for somebody to be healed, or we believe God for great things, and everybody sounds like they're with you, but then they go outside and say, well, you know, I don't even believe in that healing stuff. Hey, I tell you what, let's make sure that we're never found to be in that group of a person, amen? Because we should be the people that have an integrity towards God, because there's nothing you can hide from him, amen? Remember that when the Lord was on a journey with the man and he was going to heal a man's daughter and he was on that journey, someone came and said, hey, don't bother the master. He's already dead. Just leave him alone. And the Lord looked at that man and he was interested in what him and that man had determined by faith. The Lord wasn't interested in that voice coming, even though that voice was someone who had been where the man hadn't been in a while. He was there on the scene, but the Lord was not interested in that voice, remember? The Lord was interested in this man's voice and what him and the Lord had determined. And he said, hey, remember, only believe. And the man said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Do you remember that Jesus did not berate the man because he struggled? He did not berate the man because the man had a moment. The Lord said, hey, basically, I will help your unbelief, because he girded with him and finished the journey, and the journey ended in a miracle. Remember that? I want you to know that this is what the Bible was saying to us just a minute ago when it says that even if your conscience would condemn you, God is greater than what your conscience is. And I want you to know that the Lord is there to help you even when you've been on a hard journey or you've been pressed for a season and it seems difficult. The Lord is there for you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want to go to the book of Joshua. And I just want to set a tone for you just a moment to remember that Joshua was the one who came after Moses, and Joshua actually led the people into the promised land. Amen? But what I really want to remind you of Joshua is that Joshua reminds me of us sometimes. Because if you think about it, Joshua was faithful. Man, he was faithful. He was beside Moses. We never see him faltering in faith. We never see him back up. When he was one of the 12 spies sent out to spy out the land, 10 spies came back, talk about there's giants out there and it's scary. Joshua and Caleb came back and said, hey, I want you to know that these people are bread for us. It looks good. God's with us. Let's go. And I want you to know that you don't see a time where Joshua falters in his faith or ever turns to sin or anything like that. But everything did not happen for Joshua overnight, did it? If we take the Bible from Joshua's perspective, Joshua was faithful. Joshua was committed. Joshua never left the side of Moses. He did what he was supposed to do, and he was a part of the journey from the very beginning. But I also want you to know that Joshua reminds me of us, because Joshua didn't get everything right away, did he? And Moses actually died before they got to the promised land. And in this first Joshua chapter 1, we find Joshua in a place of being discouraged. We find him in a place where it was difficult for him, and he was disappointed, and Moses was dead, and we find Joshua struggling a little bit and being alone. What I want you to know is that if you are going to give birth to the fullness of the God destiny that's for your life, there are going to be times where you have difficulty. Now, that difficulty will pass. God will be there. And when you stay faithful like Joshua did, you'll get the answer Joshua got. Because the Lord came with boldness and said, Joshua, I know that Moses passed quicker than you thought, more sudden than you were ready for, and that you did not yet accomplish everything that you thought was going to get accomplished with Moses here, but you can't stop. And I'm just going to read to you just a little bit of what was said to Joshua. It says that in verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, and I swear unto their fathers to give them. I want you to know something, that remember, the Bible says that what the Lord said to one, he said to all. And I tell you what, it would be very good for us at times to take these scriptures and put ourselves in them. Put ourselves in them and think about our own life and where we're at. Because I will tell you something, that sometimes people act as though God is with them less, or God is with them in a way different than he was with the people of the Bible. But God is no respecter of persons, amen? He says that he is not a respecter of persons. And when the Bible says, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I want you to know something. That if God said to Joshua that the way I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee, then each and every one of us right now have a word from God. I'm telling you right now that each and every one of us need to know that God is with us the way he was with Moses. And what that means is that every time Moses journeyed on a journey for God, did he face resistance? Absolutely. But greater than the resistance he faced was the answer from God. And right now, I want to tell each and every one of us here tonight that bigger than the journey and the difficulty that we face is our God who's with us and will not leave us nor forsake us. And the way he was with Moses, he's with each and every one of us. And even though we might be on a different journey than Moses, even though we might face different things in this life than Moses did, you better believe that the same supernatural God that was there to help Moses is the same supernatural God that's here to help you. We just got to remember that just like Joshua, living for God all that time, he saw difficulty. He saw delay. I want to remind you that Abraham had 25 years invested before he saw his son, but his son came, didn't he? And I want you to know something, that 40 years is what Joshua had invested, but God still saw him through it and was faithful and brought to pass a blessing upon his life. Amen? You know, I want every one of us to be stirred. I really want us to write down in this year things that maybe we've forgotten about, things that maybe we've been disappointed about, things that we've given up on. And I tell you what, I think it's time for you to be stirred and believe God, because this is the year where I believe that the Lord is coming upon each of us who represent a Joshua. At some point, you are a Joshua. At some point, you have been in that place where you were believing God for something and something happened differently than you thought, but you had done all you could do and you'd done what you knew to do and you thought you had been faithful. Well, I want you to know, it's not just the thought you had. God, what else must I do? Keep doing what you're doing. What did I do wrong? Nothing. Yes. Don't stop until you hear God say, arise. Arise. The way I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. You know, I really believe God is telling me just to keep saying that. The way God has been with any man or woman in the Bible that achieved and fulfilled a destiny and saw his miraculous and saw some things come to pass, saw family salvation, whether it be Cornelius, whether it be Mary, whether it be Joseph, whether it be Moses, whether it be anybody that we can think of, even King David. I want you to know that the way God was with King David is the way he's going to be with you. I love that because I'm reminded of the story of King David when he met with his son Solomon. And he was meeting with his son to tell him everything he wanted him to know about being a great king. But you know what? Solomon had seen King David. He'd been around him. He'd hung around him. He had saw those things. And I love it because when we think about the fact that the Bible says that David was coming to the end of his life and he knew he was giving his son his final words and the final things he could say to him. And I think it's so powerful because he said, Solomon, if you're going to be strong and you're going to become the fullness of the man you're intended to be, then you're going to need to serve God. Follow him, pursue him, keep his word. You know, just like this promise here to Moses, one of the things that God said to Joshua was, listen, keep this word in your heart. Be thou strong and courageous. And if you keep this word, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Christians, I want to remind you tonight, you're having good success. It might not.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, it might be a faith statement tonight, but you are having good success. Amen. I want you to know something, that you might have challenges in the natural. You might have things that are fighting against you. You might have things that are difficult circumstantially. But I want you to know something. You are having good success because you're having the most important thing, and that's faith in God. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that you've never lost a battle. You've never lost a fight. And Father, I thank you that the Bible says that you always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that you always cause us to get the victory, Father. And Lord, I just declare tonight, God, that victory has come upon us. God, that we're blessed, that we're in you, we're with you, Father. Lord, that you are with us. God, that defeat is not a part of our future. Victory is our future, God. Lord, I don't care if today has been one of the most difficult days of our life, God. Huh. The darkest hour might happen, but daylight is coming. Daybreak belongs to us. Father, I thank you that even as we think about tonight, when we lay our heads down, we know that tomorrow is coming. Why? Because you're faithful. Father, just like you've caused the sun to rise day after day, God. Father, we need to know that you're going to cause us to rise. You're going to cause us to be revived. You're going to cause us to be strengthened. And Father, I know that this is not just a word I'm speaking. God, I know that our best days are out in front of us. Amen. And I know that you are faithful, God, and you've already made a way. You know, Lord, the fact I hear you telling me this, that sometimes when we can't see a way, we're in the best position we've ever been. Because you make a way where there seems to be no way. And Father, I pray that each time that we come into your way, God, we come into your moment. Father, we come into your will, your destiny, your outcome, and the way you wanted things to be, Father. And Lord, I just declare it, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.